So this is a chabura that I think we wish applied to us a lot more. Someone has a lot of hair on their head, which we all probably used to. You know, maybe some more than others over here. But you wish you had hair on your head. But let's say you do have hair on your head. Like, I'm sure your high school Rebbe told you, my high school Rebbeim definitely made these announcements on a weekly basis. Pointed out to boys, your hair is too long, your hair is too long, you have to get a yeshivish haircut so that it doesn't mess up the tefillin. Is that really a thing or not? Can hair be a chatzitza, a separation, to the makom hatefillin? So, Shulchan Aruch says, you're not going to have a chatzitza between your body and the tefillin. Question is hair considered a separation? Or extra hair considered a separation? Says the Mishnah Brura. He quotes the Machitz as a Shekel, who believed I lived, I believe, in the end of the 1700s. V'ra alai ha-maisa. It's very bad. Sho'osin anoshim. These men, she'megadwin blurosein. They grow blurus. Now we're going to have to explain what blurosein is. It's a type of hairstyle. Besides the fact that it's haughty to have such a haircut, it's a problem for wearing tefillin. This haircut is so long, the hairs are so long. You can't say it's just normal growth. It's extra intentional growth. The chotzitzim, and it separates between your body, your tehar, or whatever your tefillin, and your body, he says. Obalav chatitzanami, says the Mishnah Berurah. Forget about that reason of the machatzis ha-shekel. Bishohani sarasam rubem yefshu etzamtzim. The tefillin don't stay on tightly. And he says it's going to be a problem. He says, shimiudokim umunachna makomun kadin. Says the Mishnah Berurah, you got a problem of chatzitza. It's going to separate between the tefillin and your head. And it's not going to make the tefillin tightly fastened onto your head. So now the question is, okay, that's great. What in the world is blurus? Everyone's covering their hair. Do I have a blurus? I don't see any bluruses over here. Says the Sefer Shlilas Gidol Blurus, which is a 100-page pamphlet by a Rav Wiener in Brooklyn, last generation, who writes all about blurus. And he says, what is blurus? It's Gidol Sear Arosh Kalpe Panov. It's this growing the hair long in the front. He says, "Anikra blushin bnei adam blurus." It's even called blurus. Oh, chup. I don't know what language chup is. The Yiddish?
It's
English?
Yeshiva language.
I don't know. Teshin vav pei. It's a chup. You know, the extra bangs, I guess, in the front for a boy, which you brush and it grows very large. He says, "V'ikvutza seir sar," so gathering of hairs, "b'chela kadmoni sharosh," in the front, "seir rosha apadachas," it goes down the forehead. So, you know, it's the cool style of the chup on front. Says the Sefer, that would be a problem. The another Sefer, modern-day Sefer, written by the Holmim Rebbe, Rav Shalom Yehuda Gross, he has a couple hundred pages just on blurs. Amazing. Blurs. And he writes like this. First, he has 30 pages in which he cites 24 modern day, or over the last 300 years, poskim that asur blurs, he says. And then listen to this. I couldn't resist printing this out for you. Sorry, I got to read to you three lines. He says, I just brought you 24 poskim who say that it's usher to have a blurs, that you can't wear tefillin on blurs. And if you wear tefillin with the blurs, you mevatel the mitzvah say every day. And he says, oh, you're going to find me some people who are lenient about wearing tefillin on blurs? He says, nah, they're one in a million, he says. They're yochid who follows those poskim. Then he says, who knows how bad it is to not put on tefillin, he says. Even if you know how bad it is not to wear tefillin properly, he says, those who have that chup in front, they don't know. And if they would know, they would run to the barber and cut it off immediately. And he says, if you wear tefillin properly, you get arichas yamim. If you don't wear tefillin properly, you have 12 months in Gehenim. Then your body gets finished and your neshama gets burnt. And they spread the ashes all over the raglei tzaddikim. And he says, who wants to live a life like that? That's what he says. Okay, he obviously has strong feelings about it. Practically speaking, the Sefer Karen LeDavid says, let's say a guy comes over to you at the end of davening with this big chup on his head, yeah? And he says, I forgot my tefillin at home. Can you lend me your tefillin? Are you allowed to give it to him or not? going to make a bracha of atova, according to these 24 poskim cited. So the Karen with David says you're supposed to give him your tefillin, but you're supposed to tell him don't make a bracha on Mishal Rosh. And if he makes a bracha, it's his problem what to do. Okay, so we spent half this year, 2-3 more minutes left. Yeah? Bloris is usser, 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 usser.
We're just talking about
the... I think we're talking about the chup in the front. Like, you know, someone grows their extra, you know, guy's got a short haircut and he's got a zach in front, you know.
So we're not talking about the
when I don't think... I always thought Bloris was like some type of like step haircut, but it doesn't... That may be part of it, but it seems to be, at least the way this farm is running, it's like a growth in the front, like a specific letting your bang... I don't know what's called, your bangs... What's it called, the bangs?
Donald
Trump? Yeah, Donald Trump. It's like growing an extra... But Donald Trump...
He doesn't
wear tefillin, but I'm saying, but I don't know if Donald Trump's is big enough. You have to have, like, you know, these guys have a short haircut, then they grow a lot in the front.
Short on the side.
And the front just comes out like a lot. So, man, I don't know if it's a mohawk. I thought it was a mohawk, but it doesn't sound that way, right? It sounds like it's like
they used to call it a pompadour in the 1950s.
Pompadour, okay. So I don't know. It's some chup in the front. It's like some growth in front. So we just said it, usser, 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 usser. So is anyone who's lenient about it, you could put on tefillin? Comes along the Aruch HaShulchan. Aruch HaShulchan says, V'yesh rotsu mahachmir. There are some people who want to be mahachmir. Then if you have a lot of hair and a lot, he says, that it's osur. He says, V'yenu shroah shum tam. What's the problem? The ezo gvol titin v'ashir v'aseir v'aseir rosh be'etzim. This number one, he says, how do you define what the haircut, like long hair, not long hair? You got a little bit of hair there. So, oh, if it's a little bit longer, now it's osur. Now, how do you make that? Number one. Number two, he says, hair is part of your, it's part of your body. He says it's etzim, it's like a bone, essentially. That you might have a growth, a pimple there, it's not a problem. So it's a hair, it's just a growth of your head. He says, what's the issue? He says, if you got bloris, which now sounds like it's on the side a little bit, he says, gam tzodeya seir shal makom acher. You have hair over here, and you brush it into the front, into the makom tefillin, which doesn't really belong in the tefillin area. He says, maybe that's a chatzitza. But otherwise, he says, it's not a problem. Lo seir ativi, a gadol b'makom zeh, that natural hair that grows in that area, he says, v'chein amin a pashat vein lefaklik klav zeh. Don't drive yourself crazy with this chumrah. Comes along with Shlomo Zalman Arbach and says, I was blurious. He says, even though machitza shekel and the Mishnah Berurah, they went on and on about a chatzitza. He says, it's a hairstyle. It's not extra hair. You go to the barber and say, I want the chup hairstyle. They're going to give it to you. It's not like, oh, the hair is extra. That's just the normal way to wear it. And therefore, it's not a chatzitza. It's not a separation. It doesn't mafsik. It doesn't block it. That's just the style. Maybe you shouldn't have the style for other reasons, but if it's a style, it's not a chatzitza. Says Reb Chaim Kanievsky, go figure this one out. He says, "Bluris kitana ain't a chotzetzes." So a small chup is not a problem, but a big one is a problem. How you decide small, big, not a clue. The upshot is that basically, if you brush hair from other parts of your head and brush it into the front, right in the tefillin area, that's where Betruvus van August seems to say you run into really this problem of this chup. But if you got like hair on your top and you let it grow long a little bit, just and it comes down a little bit, I think then that is less of an issue. Certainly, Rivo Sefraim concludes, he says, Mutov lavar iser kala, shalo lavar iser chomer, shalo meniach tefillin. Better that you risk maybe a brach of atolo, or maybe that you risk that the tefillin's not properly in the fully proper place, then to a chatzitza, then not to wear tefillin at all. And Rav Warman as well says, former Rashi Hank, he also in his Sefer Sherus Yosef says it's much better that you have to weigh what's going on over here. Yeah, the Machatzitza Shekel says don't wear, have extra hair, and you shouldn't have extra hair. But if you do have extra hair, better that you wear tefillin than not to wear it at all. We'll just end with a great story. Apparently, it was a minigalita in Lithuania 100 years ago that everyone had chups. So yeshiva bachram. Everyone had the chup. They all had grew their hair, and this drove, especially the Hasidish Rebbe's, crazy. Like, this is not, it's minigakum, it's not a Yiddish thing, it's a gaivadik, whatever. So apparently, the Belzer Rebbe went over to the Chafetz Chaim, told the Chafetz Chaim, you got to announce in yeshiva, you got to get rid of the chup. And the Chafetz Chaim said in Yiddish, but then it had a Hebrew translation. I'm just going to tell you the English translation. I can't repeat to you the Yiddish. But it was basically, the sum up was, Chafetz Chaim says, just be happy that they're learning, that they're in yeshivas, especially in the Haskalah movement, early 1900s. Be happy they're in yeshivas, and if they're learning well, the Torah will teach them to cut off their chup. Latin, so that's the upshot. Upshot is don't have a chup. If you have a chup, better not to put on tefillin in that area. You try to move it out of the way. And if it is, it's still better to wear tefillin than not to wear tefillin at all. But you should know there are 24 poskim, including two svarim, modern-day svarim, who rail against this concept of the chup. Shkoyach.